What up, what up? Welcome back to another episode. We are in week 14 once again. And I think for the first time we have guests on the podcast in probably months. Sorry we didn't do an episode last week. Your boy was out with an illness pretty bad. But we got Tyler Police to my left, and we got Ben Whitcamp to my right. So Tyler and Ben,
thanks for having us on.
I got y'all. So y'all, before we go, you know, just say how you're doing this year. Say who's kind of on your team and give us a little rundown of what you kind of believe in fantasy.
All right. So I'm in a couple of leagues, but in the league for the biggest cash prize, I got Jordan Love, Kamara, Kyren, A.J. Brown, Cup, McBride, and McConkey in my starting lineup this week.
What's your record?
7-6.
It's pretty good.
My team, I focused my draft at the same thing in every league pretty much. Came out with Kamara, Neighbors, James Cook in every league. Got some deep teams. I'm 8-5 and 7-6 in my two leagues. Doing great this year.
So playoffs are coming up. Week 13 is obviously Thanksgiving. I think one thing to note for week 15 through 17 is defenses. I mean, if you got Wandale Robinson, like Michael Pittman on your bench, there's no point really having them. So I'd start stacking up on defenses. I got Dallas's already for week 15. And then obviously week 16, kind of see who you want. There's some good ones. There's the Falcons, all that. I think the Commanders is definitely a good one.
Commanders on bye this week. No one's going to pick them up.
Waivers,
but yeah, but well, the Commanders are playing the Eagles week 16. Well, Ben, Whitcamp's a Eagles fan, so that's a little biased. But we'll head into the Thanksgiving games. I did watch the Bears and Lions games pretty well. I thought Caleb Williams did a great job. Obviously, I didn't think Eberflus did the best with the coaching at the end, but that's a whole other story. But from a fantasy perspective, I think DJ Moore should slide back in your lineup. I think Keenan Allen's still worth the play right now. Swift's kind of been on and off. I don't know really how I feel about him. Lions side of the ball, Montgomery had a good enough game to get you some points. I think Gibbs did have a he was all right, could have been better. Goff was solid. Yeah, did he fumble?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, he did fumble, and he lost it. Amon Ra didn't have his best game from a fantasy perspective. I think the Lions,
They didn't even do anything in the second half.
Yeah, the first half was all gas, and then the second half they kind of just, took it off for some reason. But it was a weird game, but it was kind of one of the better ones to watch, I'd say. Giants-Cowboys was a close one, too. I didn't really know what to expect from either team. I didn't play Tyrone Tracy, and luckily I played George Pickens. That was a better play, but he got in the end zone, which is what you want. I just drew Lock. There's no point in playing. I think you still play Malik Nabers. I mean, 13 targets is what you want. Cowboys side of the ball, I don't think Dowdle's going to get 22 carries for 115 yards ever again, and 5.1 is pretty solid. CeeDee Lamb kind of did not do well at all.
CeeDee was hurt, apparently.
Oh, was he?
My friend,
well, oh, he's playing through that, that shoulder injury.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know why they're still, having him play through shit, honestly. Mm-hmm. They should just be trying to lose that.
That is true. I was Packers-Dolphins. I watched the first half.
Packers were just fucking shitting on them the entire game.
Yeah.
Like, I only watched the first half.
No, I watched the first half, and I turned it off and went to bed.
Dolphins can't play in the cold.
I thought Jordan Love was going to do a lot better, too.
Play in the cold.
Josh Jacobs had a pretty solid game. I mean, Tyreek got in the end zone. That's what you want. He shouldn't even score that touchdown.
No, he wasn't even a target.
Yeah, he wasn't. Was it what, Jonnu Smith? Jonnu Smith. I think Jonnu Smith was one of the guys you definitely want in your lineup, and you're going to play him throughout the rest of the way because the Miami's still kind of in that contention area, so you're going to want to play him throughout the rest of the way. Definitely A-Chain. I know it's just most of they just can't run the ball in Miami for some reason.
They haven't A-Chain top five running back.
Well, receiving. I'm saying you play him from receiving, but Miami hasn't been able to run the ball since Jay Ajayi. Tyreek Hill's doing well. I don't think Waddle's worth a play anymore. He had that 30-point game, and you probably didn't even play him. I think Tua's definitely worth a play though this week against the Jets. Packers side of the ball, Tucker Kraft, kind of like a bye week filler, tight end if you need him. Josh Jacobs did well from a receiving standpoint. And Jordan Love should have had more than 20 in my opinion, but he didn't. Jaden Reed had 2 touchdowns, but I just don't think that production of 3 catches and 2 of them being touchdowns is sustainable for the playoffs. Raiders Chiefs. O'Connell had a great game. I really like to see that. I don't even know who Sincere McCormick was, and I watched that game. Brock Bowers did great. I played against him. He did an awesome job. Jacoby Myers, pretty solid. I think definitely Myers and Bowers are guys you kind of want in your lineup because it's like they're still going to be throwing the ball. They're a crappy team. They're going to be down. Those are probably the only two I consider, but you're definitely playing Brock Bowers for sure. Chiefs side, I just don't think they're going to ramp up Pacheco. I don't know if they're going to ramp up Kareem Hunt at all.
Pacheco's on a pitch count, right?
You're talking about the Chiefs. You got to talk about Noah Gray and Travis Kelce.
Oh,
he's eating into his targets.
I think I'm going to play Noah Gray this week because I think if Dalton Kincaid plays, I think I kind of have to play him. But from that side of the game, Chiefs did all right. They should have won it, but it was one of those games. Speaking of should have won, Falcons should have won.
Don't get me started.
This is such a bad game. We could talk about this game for 5 minutes.
I didn't watch this game.
I'd say the pass rush for the Falcons was good. Ladd McConkey's only the bright side of the Chargers right now. I think it's the only guy you play, but we can talk about the Falcons side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean,
you can go first, Tyler.
I mean, it was just ridiculous. Kirk was throwing a ghost out there. I mean, the Falcons defense is really what loses us the majority of games. So the fact that we gave up 17 points and lost is kind of.
And we threw a pick six. It really didn't give any up on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, Bijan's definitely there. I wish Algier could have had a little bit of a better game. Bijan's running the ball efficiently. I take 4 yards per carry every single time. You're giving him 26 touches. He got, 32 touches? That's really what you want. Drake London had a pretty good game. He had 16 targets, which I didn't even realize throughout the game. What I just don't get is I was watching earlier highlights from the season today, and it just feels like the Falcons' offense took a step back and being aggressive, throwing the ball downfield, getting Darnell Mooney open and having opportunities, and it shouldn't really be Ray McCloud in this offense kind of taking over. I mean, obviously Drake London is going to be the guy, the one number one for the next 5 years, but it was just very tough to watch Darnell Mooney not get involved in this offense when the first, 6, 7, 8 weeks, he had 100 yards a couple times, and he was top 10 in the league in receiving. So it was a frustrating game. Wish Kyle Pitts got involved more too. I mean, Charlie Warner is doing better. I don't know if Pitts is still playing injured or honestly if he just does not care. Like at some point you don't draft a guy fourth overall who's a tight end and he does not turn out to be what he is. Like Brock Bowers turned out to be what he is and what he was supposed to be, and you don't take a tight end early in the first round. So they got to figure out stuff on Kyle Pitts. But the Steelers-Bengals game, I did not watch this game, but this was a very exciting game. Pickens got in the end zone. Firemuth had that touchdown, which I watched the ESPN VR. Did y'all see that? The VR thing with Forslowski?
No.
That was really cool. How he explained everything, but that was a good touchdown. Najee Harris is definitely probably one of the better picks you have this year. Speaking of better picks, Chase Brown's doing really well. I'm playing him in one league. Joe Burrow's having an MVP year. Obviously, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, guys, you're always going to play.
Russ looked really good, too.
I just don't know if you pay Russ, though.
I don't know if he's definitely not sustainable. No, he's good. When's the last time the Steelers scored 44 in a game?
Oh, I saw that. It was 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This game was crazy.
This game was good.
I didn't even watch this game. I think I was so mad after the Falcons
Cardinals
game.
Cardinals
were
Vikings.
Up the entire time, and then they gave it to him at the end.
I feel like the Cardinals and the Falcons are the same teams in a sense. Like, they have good enough guys to get it done. They just don't get it done. I think the Cardinals are really well coached, too.
What's up with Justin Jefferson only getting the ball late in the game? He's always blanketed.
I think it's almost one of those things where it's like they game plan so hard to guard Jefferson. I don't know. Well, once he got the ball, they started scoring. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That also used to be Sam Darnold not looking at him. But Vikings can't run the ball, it looks like. I mean, Aaron Jones did not do well at all. I didn't really watch this game, so
no,
I can't
Aaron
say anything.
Aaron Jones didn't do well. He fumbled too. He
fumbled twice, and then he dropped the touchdown.
Did he?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Two fumbles and a drop touchdown.
And Trey McBride still scored.
You see the clip of him talking to the coach after his touchdown, though?
No, what did he do?
The coach, pat on the head.
Oh, really? Who was that? Justin? You see the clip about Justin Tucker?
Oh, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
He produced the exact same thing.
Uh-huh. Jordan Addison, nine's probably the lowest you're going to get from Addison. You got to keep in mind the Vikings are playing the Falcons this week, but the Falcons defense has been really well. I think the Falcons just get outcoached this week and the Falcons lose, but that's a different story.
Vikings just seem to find a way.
I think Marvin Harrison has to be a little bit better, too. I mean, you spent a second-round pick on him, and he's not really producing. But Trey McBride's doing a great job. But Vikings offense, they just win games.
Yeah.
Like, take the Chiefs. Like, you can't explain how they're an 11-1. They just find a way to win. Speaking of find a way to win, the Colts won. Anthony Richardson had a good game. Two picks isn't the best.
Yeah.
50% completion percentage is probably the best you're going to get from him.
The game was pretty crazy. They went for two to win. Tied it up. Or no, they was 23, and then they went for two to win.
Let's see. Jonathan Taylor, pretty solid. Gave me that receiving touchdown on his only target, which is nice. Still not playing Michael Pittman, honestly. The only guys I'm really playing in this offense is Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor.
Speaking of Jonathan Taylor, I just made a trade in my fantasy league.
Oh, let's hear it.
I acquired Jonathan Taylor and Travis Kelce from a guy who is fighting for a spot in the playoffs. And Jonathan Taylor's on bye this week. And I gave up Hockenson and Bucky Irving. Bucky Irving's coming on really
strong.
That's
a good trade. That's a better trade for you, I feel like. Bucky Irving is doing well, but I still think Jonathan Taylor is good
Bucky's
enough.
He's had 3 weeks in a row, 27 points.
But Jonathan Taylor's only getting carries. Like, there's the only guy who's getting carries is Anthony Richardson. It's 25-9.
Who do the Bucks play this week?
Raiders. Play the Raiders. Yeah. Okay. So he's going to go for a lot. Patriots out of the ball. Antonio Gibson kind of stole Ramondre's touchdown. Hunter Henry, I still think he's a pretty solid, consistent option throughout. Him and Austin Hooper are like the main guys that are getting targeted. Ramondre, they're playing a weaker team, I would consider Ramondre, but still not in love with him. I still see him as an RB2. Seahawks-Jets. I heard this was just a funky game. Really funky. Rodgers was just not good.
Lots of defensive touchdowns in this game.
Oh, yeah.
Rodgers missed Garrett Wilson on that. Garrett Wilson had 5 yard separation. Rodgers overthrew him.
Really?
The end zone.
Just looking at the box score, I didn't watch this game either. I still think JSN's going to be better than DK. DK had obviously 5 more targets, but JSN caught every one of his targets. Kenneth Walker, you're still going to play. It's just one of the games Seattle's do well. I think I'm done with Geno, though. I think they have to get – if they want to win the Super Bowl, which is the ultimate goal, you got to get Geno off the Seattle squad. I think Rodgers gets one more year in New York. Devontae Adams, pretty solid. I mean, the thing is you have to play Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson unless you have better options because you spent such high value on them. You kind of can't play them. Breece Hall, no receptions, which is so rare to happen to him.
See that
no.
Big man NFC touchdown?
West. NFC West.
Yeah. Leonard Williams, 70-yard touchdown.
No, like it was 92-yard pick six.
Really?
Titans, Commanders. I think you got to give Levis one more year. I still believe in Will Levis.
I disagree.
Really?
Levis is not good.
I mean,
he's so goofy.
I think they're doing a good job of building around him. I think you got to give him one more year. I think you give him one more year. 3-9. You can win. The thing is,
they had a fumble on Tony Pollard had a fumble, and then the next drive, their kick returner fumbled it. They had a string of events that wasn't on Levis, but he's not.
If Brian Callahan sits here and commits to Will Levis, developing him, because it's only his first year with Callahan, I think if you give him one more year, I believe Will Levis can be good. But you can sign like an established backup,
yeah,
like Tyrod Taylor, to where you can kind of save your season, or Jameis would be perfect, where you can almost save your season after that. But Jayden Daniels, established starter, obviously great game from him. Brian Robinson, great game from him, obviously. Really good game from the Washington all around. Terry McLaurin, solid. Zach Ertz is kind of one of those guys you can probably sneak into your lineup as well. He's always doing pretty well. Speaking of not doing well, the Texans, I don't know what's up with Stroud. This is a major sophomore slump. If Joe Mixon was not on this team, I think this team would have a losing record.
Mixon is for sure their option. I don't even know.
Nico Collins is nasty.
Well, yeah. Like, the Texans, like, they haven't looked good except for when Nico's been in there. I mean, they didn't even look good this game against the Jags. I mean, the worst fucking team in the league.
Yeah.
You're beating them by three.
And Mac Jones was playing three-fourths of the game.
Yeah. I mean, Lawrence was out. He got killed by Aziz Shaheed or whatever that guy's name was. But yeah, Texans just don't look as good as I thought that they would. I thought they would for sure be a contender, but they're gonna win their division. But I mean, it's not good.
Yeah, it's not, I still think AFC. I think the AFC South is the worst division. Yeah,
I don't know how Bigsby is still not the RB1. I don't know how ETN every week
ETN's
in the ball again instead of Bigsby.
Well, yeah,
because Bigsby has the worst Bigsby has the worst hands like out of any running back.
I don't know.
Receiving wise, it's
I've
not
never
threat.
Liked ETN that much.
I thought he was weird. I thought it was weird when they picked him in the first round.
Yeah.
I don't think you need chemistry with a running back.
I just think he can't like carry your offense down the field like some running backs do, like Saquon.
He's had some good games though. He's had some good games.
It's just like, I mean, he's not consistent enough to be like, because I mean, if you have your backup quarterback in there, you kind of got to lean on him. I mean, what did he average? What yards per carry?
Four. ETN was 3.5. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they really just can't run the ball. Jaguars aren't that good.
Evan Engram will still be in your lineup no matter what. I don't know about Brian Thomas and whoever Parker Washington is. He got 12 targets.
Brian Thomas actually had a pretty good game. He dropped. I mean, he got overthrown on like an easy touchdown, so he would have had a pretty good week.
Rams Saints, kind of one of the weird games. Kind of the filler 4 o'clock game. Stafford, all right. I mean, that's what. 15 points, not terrible. Kyren Williams finally got back in the end zone. Good game for him. Puka Nacua is definitely worth the first-round pick from here on out. I will believe that next year. I'll stand by that next year. Definitely over A.J. Brown and Garrett Wilson. Cooper Kupp, not the best game, but it's one of those games where a guy averages 20, 25, 15, and then he has four. Like, at least I'd rather get that out of the way now than the playoffs. Kamara is still the guy you want. I don't know if he's pushing 1,000 yards. He probably will get 1,000 yards for the first time in his career. Taysom Hill, torn ACL out for the year. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, rushing. Not total.
He's at 900 now.
Yeah, he's definitely at all-purpose.
He also just isn't efficient, but, I mean, they give it to
he
him.
He did really well this week.
4.9 per carry. Taysom Hill, towards ACL, which sucks. He was doing really well. He's definitely one of the guys I was liking throughout the rest of the time. Let's see. Alvin Kamara, only 4 receptions.
So
I'm not starting any receivers.
Like Randy Moss when he plays with Derek Carr.
I don't know. When he plays against the Falcons, too. He had 2 touchdowns. Panthers.
4 touchdowns in these past 3 weeks.
Panthers, Bucks, unfortunate. I really, really thought the Panthers had. This would have been huge for the Falcons. But Bucky Irving, like I said, he's the RB1, and they ran the ball 39 times. And Rashad White still got 11 carries, and he only had 1 reception. So it's definitely Bucky's backfield from now on. And you will be playing Bucky.
I think.
Yeah, you will have Bucky. No, Rashad White didn't score. You will have Bucky and Baker and Mike Evans in your lineup every single weekend. For sure. Panthers side of the ball, Bryce Young, getting better. I think you definitely give Bryce Young 1 more year, considering he has nothing around him. Adam Thielen had probably one of the best catches of the year, too, that nobody talked about.
That was pretty
that
nice
left hand,
too.
That was a good catch. Chuba Hubbard fumbled again. Didn't love the Chuba Hubbard contract.
In overtime.
Yeah, for the win. I didn't love the Chuba Hubbard contract. I got a lot of hate.
He's playing good, but, I mean, they drafted Brooks. And has he even been playing?
He got, 3 yards per carry and 3 receptions. I hated the Chuba Hubbard contract. I got ripped into it on Instagram comments.
Really?
Yeah, because I shit on him. I'm like, I don't like him at all. And they absolutely tore me apart.
I don't know. I feel like this year he's been one of the few bright spots.
It's like a fun game to talk about.
You just go ahead. I'm not going to say anything. I didn't even watch this game. Eagles-Ravens.
Just a great team.
Eagles money line.
It was 24. Justin Tucker, he's done. His year is over. Mm-hmm. Get him off.
They
would
have won if they had him.
No, they wouldn't have.
I think they would.
The defense stopped trying at the end, gave up a touchdown in the last drive. It was 24-12. That's what the game should have been.
Bro, he gave up 7 points.
Yeah, but I don't know. Justin Tucker needs to be out of their lineup. But Eagles hand the ball to Saquon every play. It's all you ever got to do.
Yeah, just from the box score, it kind of just looks like one of those games where they just ran the ball the whole time.
I think Saquon is, if MVP wasn't a quarterback for it, he should win it. But it's going to be Josh. I mean,
no, I think it's
Josh Allen did have one of the best games.
The Eagles are winning, you kind of have to give it to him.
The Eagles are winning too.
Saquon is for sure the best player.
Josh Allen did have probably the best game I've seen in a while with that passing receiving touch. That was a good game to watch. Kind of had it on the background. Saquon obviously did well. A.J. Brown, not his best game, but it's one of those games where he'll be back because they really didn't focus on passing the ball. They really didn't need to. Goddard, pretty solid game. Lamar, obviously good enough. That definitely gets the job done. It's about, 25, 30 points. Mark Andrews got in the end zone, what you like to see. Likely got back in the end zone after his first two weeks of the season, he did really well. Derrick Henry, not the best, but
A.J. Brown also,
worst.
He had only 6 targets, caught 5. The 6th target was just an overthrow by Jalen Hurts. He had his defender beat by 3 yards on a go ball.
49ers, Bills, I think Purdy kind of pushed it this game through the injury, and there was really no point. They kind of got blown out. Mason's out. Jordan Mason's out for the year. Christian McCaffrey's out for the year. So
is there a third string?
Isaac Garrendo.
Yeah.
So I mean, you got to play him in your lineup.
I put claims in every league. I didn't get him a single one.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have got him. I just didn't need him. Juwan Jennings. All right. I don't even know how this offense is.
How do you rate Debo? What does Debo do?
I'm done with Debo.
I have Debo. I agree.
You can never draft Debo again. It's like Dez Bryant to me. Christian McCaffrey. Well, he's done. Never mind. Kittle, I mean, just awful game. But the snow was kind of weird for the Niners going west, very far up north and east. So not the most ideal for the Niners. But Bills are used to it. So Josh Allen, 2 passing, 1 rushing, and 1 receiving? I guess that pass.
No, the passing was they called it passing and receiving.
Yeah, so that's 4. Well,
yeah, but it was only had
technically 3, but
plays.
It was 4 in the box score. James Cook, great game. Ray Davis kind
of
stuck a touchdown.
It wasn't that great of a game. He had 1 long play. Everything else, he was bagged for the rest of the game.
65.
He had everything in the first quarter. Maybe had 10 yards in the second half.
I don't know. I just think this
box score looks nice.
I'm excited to see what the 49ers do in the offseason because I think that they probably have a really tough
decision. I don't think. Yeah, it's kind of. I think
especially the window. Has Purdy been paid?
He's no.
No.
He's getting paid.
I don't think
The window's done. Once you pay a quarterback, your window's open for maybe the first 2 years of that contract, and then it's done. Unless he's on a rookie deal, I think you pay him. I think the problem is Kyle Shanahan wants to pay him. The problem is their offense sucks because it's like you make 1 read, and that's it, and then you check it out. So it's not a hard offense to run. but he does a good job of running the offense.
What was Ayuk's injury again?
I think it was ACL.
Out for the year?
Yeah. Jameis, fun game. That was a fun game to watch. We were all watching. That was a good game to watch. Cleveland couldn't really run the ball, but they definitely got the job done. We'll see Nick Chubb at a receiving touchdown. Judy had the best revenge game you probably will ever see from a receiver. Njoku got in the end zone twice. Like I've always said, whenever Deshaun Watson comes out, you have to play Njoku. So obviously Cleveland really well, and you're going to play Judy from here on out. He's, what, fifth in the league in receiving yards now?
Yeah, tied for fourth, I think.
Yeah, Broncos, Bo Nix, got the job done. Not his best game, but.
Talk about throw to Mims.
Oh, was that the long? That was the long one? Yeah.
Pass than that.
That was on the money. Cortland Sutton, solid game. You'll definitely keep playing him. I think Broncos go on bye this week. Teams on bye this week, we got Broncos, Colts, Patriots, Commanders, Ravens, and Texans. Packers, Lions, I think it's one of these games where you kind of play everybody. I saw the line move down. I think the Packers win this game, but I like Goff, obviously. I'm on Ra. I think you play everybody on both sides of the ball. You play Jaden Reed and Tucker Kraft. That's who I like in that game.
You playing Jordan Love this week?
I'm playing Jordan Love this week. Jaguars, Titans, even though I'll say something about the Packers. Packers kind of switched more to running, but I'm still playing Jordan Love. Jaguars, I'm playing – if Trevor Lawrence plays, I'll play Trevor Lawrence, but I doubt he does. So I'll play slide Etienne and Evan Engram in there. Titans side of the ball, I'll play Tony Pollard. Jets and Dolphins.
What about Akine?
No. I just don't think you fall for that. I can't fall for that.
At this point, too. I don't think you're falling for anything. Eight touchdowns, 8 weeks.
Let's see. Jets, Dolphins. I think Rodgers is a play this week. I think Breece Hall is obviously – you're going to play Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson – Devontae Adams, Dolphins side of the ball, obviously Jonnu Smith, Tyreek Hill, A-Chain, too. I don't really have to say that. Falcons, Vikings, the line moved in favor of the Vikings. I'm still going to play Kirk. I'm going to play Bijan, even though I think it might be a little rough for Kirk going back to Minnesota. Minnesota has probably one of the best atmospheres and one of the hardest atmospheres to play in. Obviously, Drake London. I think you're sliding Mooney this week. I just can't play Pitts anymore. You can't play Pitts. Vikings, I think Sam Darnold's definitely a play. Obviously, you're going to play Justin Jefferson. I don't know about Aaron Jones. I don't think it's worth it this week. I think Jordan Addison, though, will definitely be there. And obviously, you're going to play TJ Hockenson. Saints, Giants. I'm going to play Kamara for sure. I don't think Derek Carr is worth it this week. I just can't get myself to do that.
I think they stick on the ground.
Yeah, I think Kamara from the Saints makes sense. Giants, though, I think Tyrone Tracy's worth a play. I think Malik Nabers is worth a play.
Nabers is getting his targets earlier now.
Yeah.
Setting up for a good fantasy playoffs.
Panthers, Eagles. I think Bryce Young, if you really, really need a guy with the bye weeks, I think you put Bryce Young in there.
That is one of the worst ideas I ever
had. I think you're still playing Chuba Hubbard, and that's really it. Eagles, obviously you're playing everybody. You're playing Saquon, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Vontae Smith if he plays, and Goddard. Browns, Steelers. I think you play I don't think you play Jameis this week, but obviously you're going to play Judy for sure. Steelers side of the ball, Najee Harris definitely play Russ, George Pickens, Freiermuth, all those guys. Raiders, Buccaneers, Jacoby Myers, and Brock Bowers. That's it. Baker, Bucky, and Mike. I think Rashad White you could sneak in there too if you really need a guy.
Yeah.
Against the Raiders, I think you can sneak Rashad White in there.
Only a third of the carries though.
Still, a third of 40 carries is still good. And K-Dot and two. Seahawks, Cardinals. I'll go with Geno this week. I think it's one of those games. Obviously, Kenneth Walker and Chase and TK. Cardinals side of the ball, obviously Kyler, James Conner, Marvin Harrison, and Trent.
Last time they played, it was actually like the weirdest game. It was like 12.
It's going to be a weird game. I don't even think I'll be able to watch that either.
Wow.
I doubt they give it to us. What's up, Brad? You want to get on this?
No.
Bills, Rams. I think, let's see, Josh Allen. Obviously Josh Allen, James Cook. Do we play Dalton Kincaid? Shakir hurt?
I like Shakir.
Is he hurt?
Is he hurt?
I have no idea. Shakir if he plays, and then Dalton Kincaid if he plays. Rams side of the ball. I think Stafford's a play this week. Also think Kyron, Puka, Cooper Kupp, obviously those guys. Bears, I think Caleb Williams is worth a play. I think they figured it out this week. DeAndre Swift will be a solid play this week. And obviously DJ and Keenan Allen. Niners side of the ball. You still got to play Purdy, and you got to play Kittle. I don't know if you play Debo.
I don't think you play Grando either.
Really, I would play Grenda.
You would?
I'd play Juwan.
You would?
It's a pretty good game.
Sneaky play this week. Chargers, Chiefs. I think the only guy you play on the Chargers side of the ball is Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems like a 17-13 type of game.
Chiefs side of the ball, Mahomes, Pacheco if he's on a snap count, and then Travis Kelce. Monday Night Football, Bengals, Cowboys. I'm going to take
Joe. You said Noah Gray, too.
And Noah Gray. I might have to play Noah Gray this week. Bengals, Cowboys, obviously Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins.
The whole offense.
Chase Brown.
Chase Brown.
Cowboys. I think just CeeDee Lamb.
Play the receivers. I think you play Dowdle against the Bengals. They're going to be.
It's the total's 49.5. It's going to be a high score game. You can throw him down, but why not? Defenses I like this week. I'm going to go Titans and Jaguars. I'm going to go Jets. I'm going to go Saints and Giants, Eagles, Steelers, Buccaneers a lot this week. 49ers and Bears. Go the Chiefs as well.
I like the Dolphins.
I think the Cowboys. No, not the Cowboys. I think that's it. All right. Bryce, you want to do picks with us? Game picks. Thursday Night Football, Packers versus Lions. I'm taking the Packers in this one.
Where is it?
I'm actually going to agree on that. I think that's probably a hotter take.
It's at the Packers?
It's at Detroit.
Give me the Lions. I think, yeah.
Lambeau Field.
You got to take the Lions to go.
You can never guess divisional games. Everything's a coin flip.
Yeah. Jaguars, Titans. I'm gonna take the Titans in this one at home.
Titans probably. Jags have no reason to win that game.
I think everyone loses that game.
Yeah, that's just a shitty
game. It doesn't even matter. Whoever loses gets the worst draft pick. Jets, Dolphins. I'm going to take the Dolphins in this one.
Take the Dolphins.
Dolphins. Falcons, Vikings. Obviously, I'm going to take the Falcons.
The Falcons.
Go Falcons, baby.
Yeah, y'all fucked.
The Vikings.
Saints, Giants.
I like the Giants.
I'm going to say, I think the Giants can sneak it out. They always sneak out games late in the season.
Especially a noon game against the Saints.
Yeah, kind of a sneaky game. I'm taking the Giants.
I'm going to take the Giants.
The entire Saints offense is out.
Anybody.
Panthers, Eagles. I'll take the Birds. Take the Eagles.
Yeah.
Eagles.
Browns, Steelers. I'm going to take the Steelers. That's why I think they get back to the Browns.
Steelers.
Yeah, better weather.
It's kind of a shitty game.
Raiders, Bucks. I'm going to take the Bucks.
Bucks get that one done.
Seattle.
Yeah, Seahawks, Cardinals. I'm going to take the Cardinals at home.
I like the Cardinals. Kyler, I don't think the Seahawks have been playing like that good. I just think they've been getting kind of lucky. Their defense has been kind of carrying them.
Bills, Rams. I'm just going to take the Bills.
Bills.
I can see the Rams taking that out. I don't think Josh Allen's as good.
Bears, Niners. I'm going to take the...
I'm going to take the Niners.
I'm going to take the Bears.
I don't know, dude. Bears
off a coaching fire. I'm taking the Bears.
Bears are 0-5 on the road, though.
That's pretty bad.
At San Fran. Yeah.
That's really bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm taking the Niners just because I just saw the Bears have not won an away game.
Chargers, Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs.
Chiefs, get it done.
You got Chargers, Chiefs. Fucking
blow. Bengals, Cowboys. I will take the Bengals.
I think the Bengals win that game.
Bengals by a million.
All right, like always, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the guests for coming on. We'll get you out of here in under 28 minutes. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. If you have not followed us on our Instagram at BachFaceTalk, I highly recommend you do. And like always, we will see you next time.
Thank you for the invite.
Book it.